Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the Dagobiz,
aka
this fat ass out hater music.
Ball
I keep telling y'all about this shit.
Witch,
just for them insomniacs,
drug addicts,
them drug addicts,
pill poppers,
don't judge me.
Line sniff.
Another night up, count sheets, something like a track meet. Can't sleep now when I'm bump Betty Bobee. Boom boom, ski ski, daddy nigga real deep. Dagger does a lot of tricks, but he don't trick. Gotta have your own shit, bitch, cause I don't care. Drive me to the leave you there. When the place there, no hair, bump chair. Touch your button naked, no cab, no bus fare. Bitches, I don't fuck bear. Dagger doesn't trust them. I pull up, drug them, let the homies fuck. Cause it ain't no fun, the homie can't have no weed by the tongue. Got a whole case of magnums, drink by the gallon. Pills like a pharmacy, powder like a chalkboard. Did you miss me? But it's in the relapse. Back on the wrong track, better run away cause you don't wanna come in contact.
Every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blood that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a lot, fuck a bitch that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night. Cause every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blood that's just a sleeping night. Sniff a line from a bitch that's just asleep at night. I need a lot of drinks that's just asleep at night. Yup, every night.
I'm so high, don't know where I'm at. Where the time go, now I'm in the streets yelling. Time doesn't listen, dagger doesn't chase it.
So
the world better face it. Niggas better waste it, where would a bitch do? Fall for the fat back, teams that they tattoo. Better get a blue suit, bitch will use you. Take everything you got, turn around and suit you. Now you cry. Now she got a new boo, thought it was a pussy, now she let me do fuck you. All the homies told you, real niggas know that the nigga with the most cheese gets the rap. Don't gotta check fast, know the score, these bitches bust rhymes with it. Gotta tell them like a kid, won't go a tantrum, dick running this fuckin' bitch for a gas.
Every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night, cause every night smoke a blood that's just asleep at night. I sniff a lot, fuck a bitch that's just asleep at night. I need a lot of drink that's just asleep at night. Yeah, every night.
Jackers getting hyped, going stupid, real dumb dumb. Smoking weed, one lung, 31, no sun. Easy cause I haven't found a right one. Not a role model, so I'd rather not have one. Look, I'd rather have fun, plus another outcome. 99 problems, but a kid, not one. Don't need to stress, baby, mama drama. High like a summer bed, locked from a dumb hoe. Don't talk Axo, Larry Curly ammo. Bitches and stooges, they continue to be incredible. Nothing I'ma settle for, bitches step your game up. Looking for the fastball, I'ma throw a changer. Put a bitch's frame up, cause you ain't tough. If I'm broke when I'm married, bitch, still sign a prenup. You ain't getting out, I didn't even highlight. Still can't sleep, keep thinking about dollars.
Every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt that's just asleep at night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch that's just asleep at night. I need a lot of drink that's just asleep at night. Yeah, every night. Cause every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt that's just asleep at night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch that's just asleep at night. I need a lot of drink that's just asleep at night. Yeah, every night.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang out, bang out radio, reality radio. If you tune in right now, if you're downloading this at a later date, you're officially, this is Fuck You Friday. So, again, I hope everybody's out there enjoying themselves. Everything's on. And as you know, there will be no music played tonight. It's just all talk. We're going remote to what?
Well, hold on. What do you need? I don't even know what you're looking for, nigga. It's not on the floor, my nigga. I'm telling you, it's not here. Y'all gotta excuse what's up or whatever, man. Cause like I said, I'm hanging with my nigga Fresh with it. Hanging with my nigga Fresh with it. My nigga J Rock, we chill, relaxing right now. And we're gonna see what's going on this Friday. This nigga right here gotta go get something to eat and shit, like always. Can't even smoke a blunt, nigga. I got some good. Came through this blunt. Nah, nigga, I gotta eat before we spark this shit. Like, nigga, right now you don't. Whatever, nigga. Oh, shit, so we about to...
Oh, damn, where the fuck y'all going?
Uh-oh. But yeah, okay. Rolling through the streets of L.A., y'all. Like I said, chill and relax. I'm about to smoke some weed. We're going to talk about Halloween. You know, Halloween's over. We survived another Halloween. A lot of shit. I saw a lot of shit went down. We're going to recap that a little bit. Ain't no, like I said, it's Friday. Ain't no telling where things might go down. All right. So I would tell y'all to call in, but I can't check my phone to see any callers, so y'all just going to be listening to whatever the fuck we got going on right now. So that's just how it is. On Fuck You Friday. And look at this nigga down here. Look, we on Fig right now. That's what I'm saying. Like, see, the hoes ain't out yet. Give me a lighter. Somebody give me a lighter so I can smoke this. Give me a lighter. Rock. Give me a lighter. Oh, shit. There it is. Got it. Hold on, y'all. Excuse me. Gotta spark this weed. Hold on. Fucking lighter, stupid. Hold on. Put y'all speakerphone real quick. Hold on.
Getting paid and I'm like, oh, I ain't got no pocket. I'm like, yeah, for sure. That's why you got no money. He's like, I know. That's why. I got a board shorts. Got them boy shorts. Board swimming board shorts. Boy shorts. Knew I didn't say that. Exactly
what I said. Okay. Think it's J-Rock gay. Well, the prostitute's
album went, but I thought he was that. Okay.
Somewhere up in here.
Now, which
one of y'all niggas wear boy shorts? What happened?
Oh, I'm wearing board shorts. He wearing
boy shorts. Niggas are duh.
Boy, I love
it. This nigga be hollering at bitches with kids and family, you know what I mean? Nigga with her and shit, like... Don't even give a fuck. Fuck that nigga standing next to you and your kid that you pushing in the stroller. What's up, man?
You should have seen her.
Yeah. She's like, nah, I'm good. She was shaking her head. She's like, nah, I'm not fucking with y'all. There's too many of y'all. There's too many of y'all in the car. She ain't jumping in the car with us, even if we was trying to buy it.
So we all said, fuck you, bitch. You can't go.
So it was a good Hollywood night. But no, I was talking shit about not going to Hollywood. Nigga wild up disaster in Hollywood. Wound up in Westwood. Where we go to? Westwood. Saw the white people over there and everything. Brentwood. Which is the rich white. So we'll just recap what happened. See, it all started off in the K. Where we're back at now, you know what I mean? It all started in the K. You know, chilling, relaxing.
Thomas. I was there.
Yeah, Bo was there.
In the K.
Being
a bitch as usual.
But this nigga didn't want to go out, though. He didn't want to go out to where the hoes was and everything. He didn't want to go see where the bitches was.
Not about that life.
He didn't want to be on the turn-up. Bo wasn't with the turn-up.
Why y'all? She looking at me.
She drives an access van.
I don't give a damn about none of that high. I want my penis for you.
Oh, hell no. And that's what this nigga was saying all night, nigga. I want to get you pregnant. Nigga, loud as fuck. Loud as fuck, nigga. Like, I'm just thinking, like, nigga, get the fuck up out of here with this. Nigga, just yelling at us, yeah, I will get you pregnant. Like, nigga, can you say something else? Like, get the fuck out of here. We'll get to that. You know, we jumping ahead. But, yeah, that's one of the niggas' lines. If this nigga had a doll and you pulled the string on the back, that would be one of the lines. Like, man. Bitch, I want to get you pregnant. So, but yeah, before wasn't with the turn up, so you know he didn't go. So already,
he was at home cheating turn ups. That's what he was doing.
But I already had something on it because I was trying to get to the bar. This nigga J Rock was trying to get to Hollywood. He had some people he was trying to meet up with, and you know, Foe's just holding up everybody. Period, because he just wanted to be around and be lazy because he wasn't doing shit at all. So he didn't give a fuck about what nobody else had going on at that point.
He didn't care.
He was being all lovey dovey on the phone to whoever.
Yeah, right.
So Bob. Well, I was gonna leave it at that. I don't know who it was. I'm not saying nothing. That ain't me. That ain't me. But he was booty. He was all. He was all. You know when nigga. You know when nigga. You always know when niggas talking to a female or something, right? You know, it's a different conversation. You know, they get all close on their phone and shit. You know, voice get a little softer. You know when a nigga talking to a female or something, man. Like, you know that. It's all right. At least you're talking to females. That's good. Nigga, ain't nobody clowning you like that. But at the same time, you act a little different. Nigga, when you want, that's all I'm saying. So it's okay. But I'm just saying. But this nigga also knew, and I'm pissed off again. I'm not pissed off, but again, he know he not doing shit.
Nope.
He know it, so he just wasting time sitting up here acting like this. So it's like, nigga, why even go through the motions? That's what I be thinking in my head. That's what I be thinking. But he didn't want to go home, but he didn't want to go nowhere.
He wanted to go home.
So.
He, this nigga got me waiting on there about 2 hours. I got people calling me like, nigga, what's the order? I hit this weed real quick. I'm like, all right, she's off.
Long break.
Long, you know what I mean? Like, dude. That perp, you know what I mean? Like, nigga trying to step up. And wait, real quick side note, since we're talking about weed and shit, explain irony. My life is pure irony. I keep saying this shit or whatever, right? Because I'm trying to get this gig. Nigga, I had to get a weed card to buy the weed that was in my system. Because I told them it was medical. They're like, oh, send us over a copy of that shit. I'm like, oh, damn, I gotta get my weed card now. You know me, I was like, nah, I ain't never gonna get a weed card, probably not now. I was like, had to get a weed card in order to try to get a job. Ain't that some shit? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, but I'm still not smoking, but I just found that kind of interesting.
You
just
said
you
was. I just heard it too.
You know what?
I still have not stopped smoking.
Okay, let me. I missed the word. That's my fault. My bad.
Hey,
so finally, so my nigga J-Rock over there chilling or whatever. He lounging around too. He's like, my nigga, like, okay, checking on his little this that or whatever. This nigga finally get his ass up and go get ready for the night. You know, niggas freshen up and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
whoever put on the back suit.
Oh, boom. Go ahead, give me. I'm in the back. I cannot get hit in the back of this car, nigga. I'm already tied up as it is. Yeah.
Somebody probably don't have insurance.
J-Rock, go get it. Now, again, keep in mind, the funny thing about this whole situation is that because this is how long Foe's ass was sitting there not doing shit. My nigga J-Rock had time to sit out, chill. We had time to go to CVS to get the drink for the night, you know, for the Crown Royal. Niggas was off the Crown for the night. Come back, still sick for a minute. Then the nigga went and got in the shower and came back out. Nigga was still sitting there. The whole time, like, this nigga just supposed to post.
Dealing with a bitch.
But
I was dealing with three bitches, thank you very much. We're referring to you.
But, you know, like I said, my nigga's going to do what he do. That's fine, you know. But at the same time, think about when niggas got shit to do. It's like, damn, nigga, come on. Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, don't rest me. I'm a motherfucking pimp. Oh, nigga, that way to my house.
So then J-Rock come back out. What's up, OG? How you doing? That nigga don't smoke no weed.
Come on, let's go.
Just making sure. Somebody get your shit, nigga. Don't blame me. I'm going to sit out here and smoke some weed while y'all go in there and talk, get y'all food on.
Hold on, y'all. We got to switch the phone mode real quick because now this nigga again got me out the car. Oh, this nigga get something to eat. Fat nigga want to get something to eat. You know, the homie, he always eating, so it's good. Huh? You know her? No.
Really? You hit him with the, you hit him, though I know you like, oh, you burnt out. Burnt out. Straight line on top. You know damn well you don't know that bitch. Line on top. Oh, and they just cut the light on. So where was I in the night? Oh, yeah, J-Rock came back, you know what I mean? Now, keep in mind, I still got to go take this nigga Foe home. Now, I got to take Foe in the total opposite direction that I'm trying to go. So I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? Nigga, you need a lip brush, nigga. How you gonna wear a black shirt with all that shit just flying? You know what I mean? Nah, man. That's just not good. Nah. All right, so you don't need to wear black, nigga. See, nah, none of that. Go eat out of somebody else's food. You're burnt the fuck out. Burnt out. Ask this nigga, am I supposed to put out the blood and wait for this nigga? Because I'm smoking. Don't yell, nigga. Niggas, I just want to yell. Act like you got some home training. A little bit. Oh, here you come. I was about to say. That's what I was saying. I was making sure because I wasn't going to do that. So take this nigga phone. So I got to take this nigga phone home. So I drive this nigga all the way home. These niggas fine.
this is the problem with black folks.
Too much black on black violence.
That's what.
Yeah, he did. He was. That is true.
Fuck J Rock and what the fuck J Rock talk about. J Rock can eat a fat dick. With like four balls.
He likes
extra on the ball.
Hey.
Very balls.
So, drop this nigga. Then gotta come back. Then gotta come back and pick up this nigga J Rock. Because J Rock trying to catch a ride to fucking Hollywood. But I'm not going to Hollywood. Like I said, I wind up finding out I gotta go to Brentwood.
Brentwood,
where the white folks be at? The white folks be in Brentwood. You know, you don't get over to Brentwood. Like on the other side of the, you know, on the other side of the 405 off Wilshire. You know, on the right over there, like
by Uni,
Uni High School. What's over there? Went over there and met up with some.
Remember that one, man. We went to load the Buffalo party on.
Now again, it's just me. We just on my speakerphone, so I don't know how much of this y'all hear. So again, we just try to get it all. But hey, we here though. Fuck you, with so out of here. Yeah. What are you pointing at? Assassin's Creed. Oh shit. So get to the bar in Brentwood. Now again, already in the bar in Brentwood. So white people is funny. Already in the bar in Brentwood, I'm looking at, I see Guile, you know, Guile's up in there. They all Street Fighter characters. I saw a lot of Street Fighters in there. There wasn't a Cammy there. There was a Ryu, there was Guile, there was Dalzim. My nigga was straight in there like Dalzim, nigga. Oh no, he was Indian, like Indian dude, he had it.
That
shit was funny.
He was like Dalzim, but he was white. And they had Tammy, the little thong
over her
and shit. That was nice. And they had
Chiz,
they had
Guile.
And
Zaki. Nigga, who else I saw? Why is he? And you know, you always see the motherfuckers out there that just take no time and they costume or whatever, just throw some shit. Why is it like four bitches and they had like the shit hanging around their neck, like a little chain or whatever that they made, and all they just laminated, they had one of them said Facebook, one of them said Instagram, you know. There was the symbols, like the little, like, app, like little apps. That's all it was. Like, bitch, get the fuck out of here with that. You know, that was bullshit. Who else? Who else did I see? Nigga, I saw Pac-Man and the Ghost. That was funny, walking together. Who was out there, man? Remember, I saw Poison Ivy, a sexy-ass Poison Ivy. Remember the bitch with the titties? They just had the titties just sitting out, just up there, and then you said something. You're like, say that. We was like, say that. She's like, yep, and they real. And they real, like...
That's why I know he's a lucky man.
Oh, man. But you was highly disrespectful when it comes to niggas' bitches. You were.
Be like,
highly.
Why I keep hearing that?
Because you is. You is.
There's some bitch walk by and she was like, my cousin
Hogan's
like, oh, you got a nice tattoo and so like, you got a nice pussy. And like, dude,
look
a certain way, but I mean,
you
just
don't care.
Don't let them come out like that. It's Halloween. You
really
got your
bitch
on here, some slut shit.
But I was saying that, though, too. Like, yeah, like, it is the night where bitches go to it at the same time. But I always feel like, you know, you got to be comfortable with your bitch anyway. You got to trust her or whatever anyway. You know what I mean? If you out here, if don't nobody wants your bitch, there's something wrong with your bitch. You know, that's how I personally feel. But, I mean, honestly, if it was on you, would you have an issue with that? Like, I mean, your bitch.
I'm
like,
my bitch walking around like that and shit.
Oh, you wouldn't even let her come out like that?
You don't put some random shit in the walk around in the little. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, how come your girl can't go out on Halloween trash?
I'm going to throw a soul. Yeah,
I mean, if you, we're not saying that.
Not
if you did,
not. If you ain't going to walk out of the house with no panties.
Ah! Nigga, what you worried about their pizzas for? Nigga just don't care right here, y'all. I swear. Anybody that just walked by. How she got the mohawk braid? How you got the mohawk braid? I'm about to try to clown. I was not trying to do that. But you disrespectful to niggas' bitches. I just spit on the window. That was an accident. Nobody see it. Ain't nobody about to eat right there. He ain't see it. He eating on the window. Shut the fuck up. That nigga's not eating on the window. Nigga trying to make it sound bad. Uh-oh. You go to sleep with that big-ass soda again. Like, that's how you feel? Like... Nigga, quit begging, nigga. Come on. I'm sorry. No. You got one at home? Oh. She just compared you to a three-year-old. Ah! That's dope. No, she's talking about you. She's talking about Joanne. She has a kid at home that's 3 years old that acts just like you. That's what she said. That's funny. Hey, man, this nigga J-Rock just got clowned by a total stranger. Move, nigga.
I'm gonna
slap at this pizza. That's why, no. Don't get mad.
I should have went over there and got some pizza on the table.
Don't get mad because you got... Don't get mad because you got clowned by with the dreams and everything like that, nigga.
This nigga hoes talking shit about her mom and shit.
I just don't know how you can fuck with this. She got the mohawk braids, nigga. How do you get the mohawk braids, nigga? What the fuck? She loud though. She right though. I don't care. But then talk about me though. But this nigga clown, nigga, just walk up with the pizzas, right? And this nigga want to be the one like, let me get some pizzas. Let me get a pizza. I'm like, just one slice. She's like, no. The nigga asked the girl like four, five times. She's like, no. Like, and I walk away. I'm like, nigga, sit up. I quit begging. Bring your ass, nigga. Let's go. Like, and then I look at her and I apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, nigga, don't worry about it. She goes like this. She holds her hand out like her, like a little kid. She's like, I got one at home. He's 3 years old. I'm like, You got, I'm not apologizing. That's funny as fuck, nigga. You got called by a perfect stranger. She did it like low key. Like, she was talking to me, though, but was talking shit about you. That means if I would have continued to holler at her, I probably could have pulled that bitch.
Yeah.
See? But nah, I don't want her. Nah, see? Because you mad because she clowned you. Don't get mad.
I was acting like a three-year-old. I don't want to.
See? Here you go.
So back to the one we was talking about fucking up bitch and their people.
What? Man, don't be... Like I said, yeah.
We back to the story. We was talking about...
Don't be your peach.
See? That's what my boy doing.
Like, anyway.
Hello.
So, yeah, pick that nigga J-Rock. Get your bread wood.
Right here,
now.
Right here, she
now she's pregnant, nigga.
Yeah, no.
Nah, it just little appear. It just little punch in the stomach.
Well, I want to get that pregnant.
Nigga, you got to stop saying that, nigga. This is not the business.
She looking like,
nigga, don't look at me. And then, of course, this nigga J-Rock, like, yeah, I gotta get some fuel in my system, you know, I got before I start drinking, get this crown in me, so. But I go to the little bar, like I said, when everybody's up in there.
Hey.
Who else did I see? You know, the female Luigi?
So
I saw the female Luigi. I saw the female Chucky.
Damn. This
nigga.
All
these
niggas look over here. The
cycle
of the
barber kid,
right?
Female Chucky was out there.
Yeah.
You know, she was dope. A lot of that was cool. But no, I went to the bar, met up with some bitches. I was at the bar, I was like comfortable or whatever, but a bunch of lesbians. There was like four sets of lesbians and like the rest of them was bisexuals.
Hey,
she worked it. Here we go again.
I love
you more. She's too. Want to say titty or something?
Pop your titty out.
I hate this nigga.
Y'all be putting on the radio.
We are off in the road, and that is a direct prostitute right there on the corner. That is a prostitute. Get that money. Get the money. We don't knock your house. Just be real. She put up ours and she went to the street interview. This is one of these business cards, though. It's right here.
Hold on, let me...
Let me take the wind out. Damn, I keep getting sidetracked on the story. So where are we at? We're in Brentwood. Holla at the bitches in there and see what's up with that. Now, it's funny because J-Rock with his fake ID, this nigga don't got his own ID. It's not a fake ID that he bought, a 55-year-old's ID. He don't look nothing like the 55-year-old in the thing, but with the makeup on, he's like, I can slide or whatever, and anything like that. But he didn't try it over there at Brentwood. He didn't try it with the white folks, so he didn't get it to the bar. So he was chilling waiting for me for a second, because I wasn't planning on staying there long. Because again, we
We was trying to get to, yeah, he just out in the car eating his McDonald's and shit. Like, okay, chilling, looking like he on a stakeout and shit, trying to wait to rob somebody. Because, again, we in Brentwood, and this is a nigga, you know, this is not to call you a nigga, but this is my nigga, you know, in a black hoodie, in a black hoodie, black hat, you know, ghost paint face, you know what I mean? Just look ignorant, you know, and sitting in the black truck. You know, because he was sitting in the truck at the time, so that was interesting. But he was chilling, yeah. So, because like I said, we was getting ready to go to Hollywood and shit, but I was out at the bitches real quick. Now it was funny because as soon as I get there, the one that invited me to come through was trying to hook me up with one of the other ones that was up in there. I was explaining that to my nigga J-Rock as he was on our way over there. I was like, I gotta go see what's up. You know, so I'm like, yeah, I knew that. Listen, any bitch. I keep telling this nigga, any bitch. Nigga, don't even matter. Like, hey, this nigga has no. This nigga. But the window was up, no, she couldn't hear what you were saying. Nah, it wasn't that much. Yeah, nah, she said thank you. She did a little brief. That was just, nah. But I'm in there, but like I said, God, it happens like this, nigga. Y'all just the niggas that don't be around, nigga. Every now and then it's just whatever, because that's all fucking Fridays is. It's just whatever happens. It's whatever going down. If I decide to do the show. So since we just chilling and ain't doing shit and it's Friday, then fuck it. This is what it is. Yeah, hungry ass niggas right here. But I'm in there, and the one girl trying to hook me up with the other girl. And it's funny because, you know, J-Rock like wanted to come check out. I had to come get the keys and sit back in the car for a second. I didn't lock you. I forgot the doors do lock automatically. That's a good car. So it's like, So this nigga came through, got the keys and shit, and then looked at the business. See, you saw her though, right, J-Rock? Thick, little huh? Like,
and the clincher was, it is amazing because females
are coming across some like, yeah, like,
and I'm starting to realize the ones I'm coming across is really just be also like, you know what, this is what it is you with it or not, like, this is how I be, like, nigga, you with it or not, like, she was also, I never fucked no black person before, like, ever. Ever. Like, and I want to know what that's about. Now, the person who called me over there who knows me already or whatever, like, you know, like that, she know how I get down, so she told her, well, I got somebody that could probably help you out with that. That's why I went over there to see what she was up. Because I had time to kill anyway, because we had time to kill
try to rub up on you, you know, like sit next to me type shit, bought a nigga a drink, you know, like bought me a drink.
Like, nigga, you want a drink? Like, oh, okay, yeah, I do. Like, let me get one. Like, yeah.
Outside with me,
yeah.
And I'm like, I heard.
Call me last night, like
Who the fuck is 323?
Yeah, that's him. That's the same number he was calling me from when I got back to my phone.
How would I know?
That's whatever phone he was next to. Nigga in the joint,
my
phone
died.
Or whatever. Like,
my phone died.
He was calling me from random. You know how like four or five different random numbers this nigga was calling me from last night, nigga. Like, we'll get to that. But but basically, I was just like, yo, I heard it. Now, I didn't even say it like that. The first thing I said was, now. I heard this. You know, I didn't say what I heard, but she looked at me and smiled. Now, I need to know if that's true. We don't need to speak on it, but I heard you needed help with certain things and that you needed some accommodations for that. She was like, yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, no hesitation, no just, like, yeah, you heard right. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
That's when I would have shown her the bone.
Look at this thing. If
I just me, though, I would have dropped trial right there. Like,
but I'm like,
I'm the man for the job.
But I'm like, oh, so it is true, right? So
my qualifications,
you know, and
this is my qualifications right here.
So I'm like, oh, this is, but I mean, but like straight up, like yeah, a little giggle, like he, like I'm like, okay, well I can, yeah. So what I heard was true. So there's no, because you know, and I told her the same thing I'm telling y'all, like you know, because I don't trust nobody else. So I mean, since I'm coming to the source right now, now we're talking, like, because I'm not about that shit either. You know what I mean? So. If that's what you want, that's a very easy, simple task to, you know what I mean, to accommodate. It's very, that's right. They like. Because you know why? Because you know what she was complaining to me about? Because like I said, she started talking to me. Whatever. Like I said, she bought a nigga a drink, was chilling, trying to get close to a nigga and everything, to tell me the story and everything. And then when you're in a bar, you know when a bitch is interested because she want to get right here because she want to make sure you hear what she's saying. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You know what I mean? No, but when she wanna hear what you're saying, or when she wanna make sure you hear what she's saying. So she, oh yeah. First thing she told me, like that's how I found out about the lesbians and shit. There, like, the first thing she was like was, so how many lesbians you think are here? And I look around the table. Oh, backtrack one more. One step. When I first got there, because the bitch told me, because I didn't know what the girl looked like in the first place. So I sit down at the table, and she was like, it's one of the white bitches.
That's cool.
I look to my right, and I scan the table of the bitches that she's sitting with, you know, the one that invited me there. And I'm like, ah, like, you know, it's like three out of eight that even look like whatever. So I sit down, and when she told me before we went inside, she was like, it's going to be the girl to the right. So I sit down next to her, and I'm thinking, you know, to the right, it was like this heavy girl with like, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, which one is it? Is it her? And I'm like, she's like, no. I was like, oh, who's the one sitting across from me? And then I was like, oh, her. I'm like, okay, like, yeah. That's the first thing I said. The first thing you said. I was like, okay, yeah, she can get it.
You thought it was.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was one of them. I was like, no. Like, yeah, no.
You called me out for this.
Hold on.
Drama.
Oh, people
never ceases. Yeah,
people upset.
So it's cool when the night comes.
People upset.
And it's quiet again.
But
like regular, but
so back to order. But the cool one, because before
and problems and drama and the discussion. Yeah, so kids, this and that. I don't have kids for a reason, but that's
exactly.
How it is. Yeah, with the kids, but they don't like when everybody leaves. But you hear that? You probably don't. I don't think they can hear all that.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of that going on.
Yeah,
but like about this time,
you sis. So, because the reason I bring it up the first time is when I first got there, like I said, I was sitting on the other side, the opposite side or whatever, you know, with the girl that invited me. Like, what's up or whatever, chilling over there. Because like I said, I didn't know her. Like I said, then we came out, smoked. That's when you came out, went back in. Now she's on it, nigga. Now we talking. You know what I mean? Now I'm sitting next to her.
I love you guys.
Gotta excuse. We gotta take a point. You know when people be mad, you don't want to say anything in case you know they think you're saying something about them or something like that or whatever. Yeah, like you don't want to. What the fuck you say? You don't want to pull it over towards you. Like you know what I mean? Like this nigga falls through a deflection. Like I love you. Like you know what I mean? So. So, but like I said, now we inside, but now I'm sitting next to her. I'm right next to her now, like, you know, all like, what's up?
Turn your phone off. We're doing a show.
Oh, it's good. Where the boy ring songs?
I want to go live with Dad.
Anyway, so now she's over my ear, and then the first thing she told me is, like, so how many lesbian couples you think are here? Now I'm scanning. This is all women, though. You know what I mean? So now I'm trying to decipher, like, who's, like, girls, who's, like, girly girls, and who's, like, the butch dudes or the butcher dudes or whatever. That's usually how I feel lesbian couples go.
Lesbian,
you know? So at first I'm like, foe. Like, I was like, those foe. Like, she's like, nope. I'm like, oh, more? I'm like, damn, yeah. Like, okay, like, shit. And then two more lesbians showed up. Like, oh, I knew they was. But it's bad, though, because it's always the one that's like, But then the other one be like, oh, she's, you know what I mean, that one?
And on the side note,
like, ooh.
I'm
going to
get right back here. On the side note, you know what really grinds my gears?
Oh, this nigga.
Lesbian. What's the point? So that being said, continue. Like a dude, okay? Maybe that's
your thing, whatever. You like a manly-looking dude, whatever. And then, but then you go even further, and you get a chick that only looks like a dude, but then she got to get the take the hormones and shit to make the titties go down and get, like, kind of like pecs and get the stubble and shit going on, a little beard and mustache. Okay.
Then you go even further, you want a chick with a dick. You want to put a fucking strap on. If you want to get, why not just have a dick? Why not just get banged by a dick? I got a dick. Homies got dates. Why don't you just let the homies bang you? What's the what lesbians? What is the point? What is the fucking point?
I'm at a table full of lesbians, though, right? And two more show up and everything. But by now, like I said, I'm already. But this is why I'm saying that, because she's like the sister. One of her sister is one of the lesbians. So one of her complaints is that the only penis she would be around, she don't be around a whole lot of penis, and the penis she do be around.
You just kept saying penis.
I would love it.
You know what I mean? I want people to understand, you know.
Fuck they Phillies. Like, the FCC won't let me be me, so let me see.
So can I finish? Can I get back to the story? Because we only in Brentwood. We still got a whole night to, you know what I mean? We ain't even got out of Brentwood yet. What you been doing? But I'm talking like, nigga, from Brentwood, this bitch is one of them, like, nigga, like, on point type shit. You know what I mean? Like her spot, my nigga. I'm just saying. Let me give you a background on her. You know what I mean? Cause this is what I found out about the girl. You know what I mean? And everything, nigga. But you know how she don't own it. Her parents own like a townhouse that she rents from her parents for like half price. Like what the fuck? And her parents, you know what I mean? Yes. Don't gotta worry about nothing type shit. Like I'm talking about nigga paying chump change or some shit. Like what the fuck, nigga in brick, nigga. Her spot is over there, nigga, like in the good part. Like you go down Olympic, but go down towards Beverly Hills, like Beverly Way or whatever. Like, nigga, the good section, nigga. Like what the fuck, like nigga. Yeah, but don't gotta worry about nothing, nigga. Don't got a kid, but got a dog, got a little happy dog. You know how to do animals and shit. They all like animals and shit, but you know what I mean. I'll give it up. But if it's you got one of those, not a little, but a happy dog.
Both
of those
animals.
He does.
I know.
Both those animals. The job and shit, nigga. Got a job, nigga. Like,
my best boys.
I smoked pot with Steve Jobs. That's when he invented the iPad. And then when I did go by there, nigga, check on the spot a little bit later and everything like that, nigga, what's the first thing you see on the counter, nigga? Like a little pipe, nigga, but one of the good pipes, nigga, you know, because, you know, she don't smoke blunts. She get high, she smoke weed, but she don't smoke blunts, nigga, or zigzags, nigga. She got her little glass, little pipe or shit or whatever, you know what I mean, with the little water underneath it, like, nigga, I came in smelling like weed, nigga, so. I came in and it was smelling like weed, and the first thing she did was hand it to me. Like, that's what the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, but that's fast forward, nigga. We still got to go. Let's take it back. But I'm just saying, nigga, and she on point. You know what I mean? This is what I mean. When you on point with certain shit, you know, certain females could be like, you know what, I want to do certain shit. And I, you know what I mean? When you on point with your shit, you can do what you want to do in the right situations and you deal with the right people. You know what I mean? It's just interesting how shit kind of falls into place. But I take. You know, I know this shit. I got to know this shit because as fucked up as shit be for me, when shit happens, you're like, oh, that's a good point right there. You know what I mean? You gotta put a good point on that one. Like, you got to notice that. You got to jot that down. Like, but okay. But this is the type of bitch. I didn't know none of this when I was dealing with her. But basically, I'm just telling her, like, you know what? If that's what you want, depending on how you want it to go down, because like I said, this is your first time with a black person. This is what I'm talking to her. You know what I mean? Like, if your first time with a black person, you know, that should be something. I want that to go down exactly how you want it to go down. She's like, you're so accommodating, and, you know, you're saying, but, like, but on it, though, like, you know, like,
well,
yeah.
Violator.
Another notable alias. But on it, though, so it's like, here, look, basically here's what you need. You need my number. And you need my number in your phone. So when you ready to go, do you know? Ah, shit, I'm getting all lightheaded and shit. I don't know. I hate it when niggas do that. I hate it when cars pull up and other niggas say, "Who the fuck is that?" I don't like that.
Ah, shit.
And we gonna see some shit live on Fuck You Fries. I'm standing in the back of the car. I ain't gonna get scared until I see Trip come. I see Trip come, then it's a problem. Ah, shit. Here this nigga goes.
Who? Who's that?
Who?
This is Barry. This is Barry.
Are we?
Barry McCockner. That's Barry. Who is that? Come here. You come here.
Nigga, what the fuck is this?
Huh? I don't even know who that is. Who are you? Seven?
I don't just show
anybody, first of all.
Was I
here the other day?
Yeah.
No, I was not.
I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. Y'all niggas, I don't like that shit. That shit bothers me. But it's okay. But, what? This nigga over here, look at this nigga. Hawking some shit, nigga. Is it good?
It is.
Is it good? I look at these niggas like, who the fuck is you? And then they just pulling up in here. But, yeah, what was I talking about? Where was I at the story? The girl. The girl. The big one. But basically, I'm like, you know what? You need my number in your phone. When you're ready for it to go down, how you want it to go down, you know what I mean? I'm with that. You know what I mean? It's
See, we already have that
mic.
Like, you want some
mic?
I got some
mic
right now.
It was unnecessary, though. Like, you don't gotta do it because it was already established that's what she established. That's the first thing that was already established. You know what I mean? And she said that off jump. So once that's understood, see, it's one of those things where I feel like you know females. I feel when it comes to dealing with new females or talking to new females or whatever, you know a bitch knows if she's going to fuck you within, like, the first minute or so, if you want to stretch it out 5-10 minutes or whatever, just hanging out and talking to you, a bitch going to know she at least going to want to fuck you, period. Just if it's all some fucking shit, you know? Yeah. She's going to already know that off top. So, and then it's just about, you know, do I want to give it to him off top, this, that, or whatever. Then you go about it. But you know if you were going to fuck a nigga off top just based off looks, period. There's some kind of physical attraction off top. They want to admit to that or whatever. But that's what I'm saying. She was on that, I ain't never had this. This nigga right here, she was on a nigga, like, you know what I mean? Like,
a girl?
You know, not a white girl. She was mixed with some. I never really asked. All I know is that she ain't never had no black dick.
I'd have been like, well,
that's what I knew.
You know, but
but was thick though, to the motherfucker, my nigga thick. Oh, hey, I'm like, hold on. I think I can do this while I'm on here. Like, hold on, let me see. Can I do this? I shouldn't. But you know, you always gotta show the homies. Like, damn, I'll probably see this. I don't know why I get drunk and get all Fuck You Fridays. Because again, you never know who's out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here.
Never know.
I'm just out
here. Damn, you on here like super dumb.
Burnt out, but hey, fuck it. Fuck You Fridays. Like I said, it was highway. Damn, where the fuck is it? Hold on. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm looking for something. Where is it? Ah! There we go. That. You remember those glasses, right? You remember those glasses?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, those the ones you got on? You stupid.
No?
Dumbass nigga. Damn, no? She was affecting the motherfucker.
Yeah. But yeah, so... But again, it wasn't no nudes. It wasn't a nude picture, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. But thick than a motherfucker, though, right?
Well, thicker than a Snickers.
But was it fat, though? That's what I mean. Like, you know, I'd always...
throw some peanut butter.
So then I'm like, all right, like I said, you got my number, put it down, you know, blah, 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 hit me up, whatever. I'm going to Hollywood. Like I said, I'm not hanging out with y'all all night, this, that, whatever. I got shit to do, this, that. Got my nigga waiting for me, about to roll out. So, holla at me. Get back in the car. Now we're rolling with this nigga J-Rock. You know what I mean? Sipping. Got the Witty Gang shit rolling on there, rolling through Wilshire. But you know, when you go down Wilshire, you go through Beverly Hills and shit. So we out there with the rich white folks and shit out there every day. And your buddy, man. Nigga, Burger probably all cold and shit. How long was he at? That was like an hour ago we was at the burger place, nigga.
Oh, burger still warm, nigga.
So lead down, like I said, rolling down there with J-Rock or whatever. So now we're going towards Hollywood and shit. And again, this nigga J-Rock just all out the window. Just has like he all out the window now, nigga. Just yelling at everything. Nigga on the bus, in the cars.
I'm not going.
I don't.
I would have to drive. He would have been with me all night.
You wouldn't have to drive. I was driving. All you had to do was ride. At least he would have been in the back. But like I was saying, it was my nigga. Like I said, we out there, whatever. But then we going through Hollywood. We in Hollywood. And then you got to love Hollywood. Because, like I said, I love Halloween. I was saying that all night, nigga. They was out there, my nigga. Like I said, you saw Street Fighter characters, nigga. I saw motherfuckers getting arrested, of course. The police was out there. There was some police out there, nigga, on the horses. Nigga, there was other mother cops out there that wasn't even paying attention to motherfuckers. They was just out there trying to take pictures with motherfuckers and everything, too. You know what I mean? There's just all kind of costumes. You know, there's the people that put time into their costume. Nigga, I saw, who did I see? I saw a Starship Trooper. Nigga, I remember him. Nigga, like, oh, like, nigga, I see what? Nigga, the full costume had the heater and shit. Like, who else was out there? But it's just like, it's hard to, if you don't take pictures, I was turned, too. And it's like, oh, you just see him on the site. Like I said, I saw Pac-Man and the Ghost. That stuck out because they was walking together.
Mm. All right, man.
That shit was dope. Who else did I see, man? Like, Like, but you basically named, there's probably somebody out there like that, nigga. So a lot of Spider-Man bitches was in the cars, nigga. Like, had to keep opening my shirt up on people. Like, Clark, like, yep. But don't get it twisted. So who did you see, nigga? I'm trying to remember costumes, nigga. We saw the Street Fighters. Who else did we see out there while we was just walking, nigga? Like, who stuck out to you?
Those bitches?
Yep. They want to blow my... They want to blow my balls, too.
Like what you said?
Did now? Did she just say that?
Did she just say it? But she was like, yeah.
She was like, I like what I'm seeing. You looking good. Like, yeah. Honestly, they will take my number.
Fingers crossed. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? Well, the driver, because she was the driver. You know what I'm saying?
What
was
they looking? Well, yeah, what was
looking
they?
Looking better and shit with him.
You know? What the driver looked like? Was a fat nigga.
Yeah, what color? She like a little chubby, but I always go for the easiest target.
This nigga right here, this nigga always go for the easiest
you
target.
You know what I'm saying? Bam, ham, slam. You know what I'm talking about?
It's not always good to go for the easy one.
It is when it, you know what I'm saying?
If I had a choice to choose, you don't see a bitch with morals and a bitch with no morals. I'm going to do the bitch with no morals. You know what I'm saying?
And most likely she'll be the slut. I'm pretty sure they're both sluts, but she's going to be the more slutty one because she's more the pool because she's a little chubby boss. So she got the, you know, like.
Well, I
always
say that.
She probably got a little chubby.
I do always say that. That bitch has always got something to prove because she's
value your dick up.
But I can't do it, man.
I have no standard. Come on, man. Y'all see what I got? Yes. Y'all see my dick got a weight limit. You know what I'm saying? Look for it.
See, listen, you always want to do take shit. You do take an extra step.
Well, I'm just saying, I can't just go with that philosophy. Like, you gotta, and like animals,
you don't
gotta
take that
shit.
Step.
See that extra step you just took. Hey, someone, so who goes with me on that mission, though, right?
I asked you a question, nigga, before you start eating this shit, nigga. Who else did you see out there, nigga? Who else? I'm trying to remember some shit, because we was walking. Who else was pointing out?
I saw the slut costume, or just some lingerie, slutty shit, and just ass cheeks.
Remember that one tall white bitch with the ass with the little, but her ass was just out with the little skirt when we walked up on her, you're like, yeah, like J-Rock, look at this. Look at this. And I kept losing J-Rock, because you know me, because you know my nigga. Bye. What do
you
want
me to name
7? MIB.
7?
Your bitch named 7, nigga.
Came here the other day.
Are you not?
Yeah, they rolled up in here.
Look, she was sick and shit.
One of them was going to give me the pussy.
They was just here. Yep. One of them was going to give me the pussy. Cause I remember because I was sitting right there. She walked by me. I'm like, go to the door. And she was like, thank you. She said, well,
so you knew who she was.
Yeah. One of them wanted right away, if not both.
And this nigga all on Hollywood Boulevard talking about his wang and shit too. Like, nigga, disrespectful. Like, nigga, oh, you know what I didn't like though? Remember them young bitches? This is what I also don't like. You know, Hollywood always brings out I love Halloween, but it brings out all different types of people. And these are the type of people that these are the youngins that are old enough to get out away from their mamas and everything like that or whatever, just to have it. This is how I was when I was younger. They're like the teenagers and shit out there just acting the ass and not giving a fuck, but just can get out the house type shit. Because these badass motherfuckers, I'm out there in my Clark Kent uniform. And this nigga J-Rock fucking with him and everything. I'm like, J-Rock, these little bastards talking shit. I'm about to slap this bitch. Like, talking about, like, how can, who you Clark Kent? Like, yeah, bitch, like, How you supposed to be Clark Kent and you black? Like, bitch, why are you being so fucking technical? And out here, no costume, no makeup or whatever. Just out here. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. But this nigga J-Rock, like, yeah, that's why it's hard for black people to be superheroes and shit.
We
talked
about that before, though.
But that don't mean you got to co-sign with this bitch, because she out here trying to talk shit. Nigga, you out here trying to co-sign with this bitch. That offended me.
You know what I mean? And you supposed to, not even, if you wasn't going to say something,
shut her down.
And even if you wasn't going to shut her down, don't co-sign with the bitch. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. That's what I wanted to say. But after you co-sign with her, I couldn't say that. You know what I mean? And then we was walking down the street with these bitches, and now we's on the same side of the street with these little kids and everything like that. So I'm like, man. And then J-Rock walks slow as fuck. You know, I walk like I drive. I don't like people, you know, dictating the pace that I want to walk. So, you know, when out there in Hollywood, you know, shit's all tight and close or whatever, but, you know, I see the little cuts and crevices like, like, you know, to get around crowds and shit or whatever. This nigga J-Rock just get stuck like, And then I got to stop and look back. Like,
bitches,
then
I'll get caught
late.
Look at that bitch.
This bitch hit me everywhere.
Like,
but then, you know, you know how us, nigga, like, you don't got to sit there and stare. And got this nigga sitting there staring, docking, turning around. You don't got to do all that.
I'm with the fucking extra.
You don't got to do all that, nigga. You look real like, come on, man. Like, yeah, that's why you say your little piece or whatever. You know, and then just keep
them. Care fries,
oh, man, they mama, yeah, you got to say something. Then they all gone.
I'm about to stop right here.
Like, they.
Mom,
hey. Man, what the fuck? Put them back where you found them. But this nigga was on, like I said, every female, nigga, everyone, like, not everyone, white, black, Asian. He was trying to bitches that didn't look good. You know what I mean? Like, right, because the ones that didn't look good was giving this nigga attention. He was hollering at bitches with they dudes, my nigga. They got all matching costumes and shit. You know what I mean? I'm talking other, like, shit that go together, other Superman and Wonder Women and shit and everything. He's hollering like, hey, what's up? Like, this, whatever. Don't give a fuck right here, man.
I'm out there like that.
All right, so.
Bitch, out there
so we out there, since we ain't gonna go through costumes and shit like that, there's a lot of shit out there. We'll fast forward a little bit.
Mostly just like slut
shit. So now halfway through the shit or whatever, now I get the call. I get the call, like, yo, this, or whatever. This nigga's been complaining about the people he's supposed to be linked up with all night and still ain't linked up with his people or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm still like, okay, my nigga, so you good? Because I'm gonna go see what's going on over here, what they talking about over here real quick, you know. Now, I will see what's up. I don't assume shit's going to happen. I don't assume shit's going to transpire. But again, I put myself in a situation to see what may transpire. Because, you know, at the same time, I don't want to sell myself short from anything that could possibly transpire, good, bad, ugly, or at least see what's going on. Because when she sent me the address to where she was, and I realized where it was, I'm like, oh, that's the baller part of town. You know what I mean? At least to go over there, it'd be cool to go to the baller part of town. You good, because they blocking traffic. I want to go see what the baller part of town is going down. You know, it's Halloween. I'm turned.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Let's see what's going down over here. So. So I tell my nigga J-Rock, like, all right, J-Rock, so what you about to do, man? You waiting for your people? You good, or whatever. And then I also realized, fucking with this nigga J-Rock, I came with the laziest motherfuckers. Y'all some lazy-ass niggas. You know why you lazy? Because then we got to go back to the car, right? Because then we got to go back and get the booze and shit or whatever. We already got to park on the hill in the back because, you know, Hollywood is no real place to park. You know what I mean? So you got to park. We had to park and walk there, and then we was all walking up and down the street. And then we had to walk back to the car. This nigga, okay, you going to walk with me to the liquor store, so this nigga needs some drinking shit or whatever and everything. And then as soon as we get from the liquor store, this nigga, man, I'm sweating out all my juice and shit.
Man,
you got
to,
I can't walk no more, man. You got to come pick me up, man. You got to, I just got to wait right here.
Like,
look at this nigga, like, lazy-ass motherfucker.
I got to make up.
Now, I got to walk up to the motherfucker all by myself type shit,
everything like that.
Lazy-ass
nigga. My smoker lungs, all the above kicking. I'm like, man, we're going uphill.
But this nigga, so I had to walk up this motherfucker all by myself to get back to the car and then still pick this nigga up on the way back down, sitting in traffic and shit or whatever. So I get pick this nigga up, drop him back off. Drop him back on the block. I follow you. You out?
Well, I'm getting on too.
Okay, well, I
ain't finna go back and just keep letting her out and shit when she come back, you know. I don't.
You don't want to keep moving the car.
I'm good.
So when I dropped you back off, what was the first thing that went down for you? Where you got out the car?
That's when things got out of control.
Nigga, I was doing my old school shit where I drive while sitting on the armrest with my hands on the sunroof, nigga.
Yeah,
nigga. I pay all motherfuckers, nigga. Like, hey, with my Superman silver hat.
Yeah. I switch mode, nigga.
It was like niggas used to do a Fist Face Friday type shit, nigga. Like, yeah, exactly. Nigga, listening to Sugar Free, nigga, like, this nigga, like, out here, nigga, like, fuck it, we back in the car now.
Come on, what you
want to
do?
Yeah, I'm ready to get in my bed, nigga. Like, because at this point, the turkey was real. My drink didn't kick in and shit, nigga. It don't do nothing but exasperate me. At this point, nigga, it was already on.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got to get back at the car. Man, you and your fucking two-seater, man. This is why I'm big ass. See, I'm 6'5", 6'6", nigga, trying to hit my little-ass two-seater car in the back. Ooh, nigga, you leaving your food in the car?
Huh?
You leaving your food in the car?
Yeah.
Fuck up out of here.
Good luck to my if there's something with me.
Fuck up out this car. Okay, I have to make sure I got all my shit. They do the pocket check whenever you sit down and move or somewhere. You got to do ah.
Wait.
What happened? Oh. Damn, nigga. Slap me with the jacket? I'm like, what the fuck you gotta hit me with the jacket for?
Focus.
Like I said, my nigga. He's gonna give a fuck. It's funny because we all don't give a fuck, but we all don't give a fuck in our own different way. You know what I mean? We all don't give a fuck about different shit. Like I said, my nigga J-Rod don't give a fuck about how that nigga's bitches, why that nigga standing like right there. He just don't give a fuck. Nigga, don't say it like you put it up towards Halloween. Nigga, that's at all times.
Halloween
just gave you kind of excuse, but you do that shit regardless.
Regardless.
Don't use Halloween as an excuse.
I don't do that. I see somebody with their bra, and I'm like, all right,
whatever, nigga. Let that bitch be bombing us. Is this nigga lying? Is this nigga lying?
Hell yeah, he lying. He get at all bitches.
No matter what, or who around. Y'all listen to the audience at home. And then I don't know, man. What you don't give a, like I said?
I don't give a fuck about not giving a fuck.
Niggas are dumb. Niggas are crazy. So, all right, nigga. So you hit the streets, nigga. So what happened?
Oh,
man, like.
I'm gonna piece it back together.
Try to
play butterfly effect real quick. It was quiet. Had a couple, you know what I'm saying? Called his mom, and I was out there, got a solo Lone Wolf, you know what I'm saying? With Alan the Hangover with it, Lone Wolf, you know what I'm saying? One man wolf pack. Like, all right, I'm gonna see what's going on. And I was here and there. Took a couple shows up and down the block, trying to call my relative, because she's still the baby. She's still. Nowhere to be found, not quite picking up until eventually yesterday. I think I made things about once. I'm like, yeah, we were unaware of some shit or that's some bullshit. I'm like, man, you're on your way now. Like, now it's like fucking like 11, what was it, like 10, 7, 11?
No, it was like 11 because I got the call about 11:45.
Yeah.
And then we still have to walk. And
you're on your way, like, man.
We have to still walk back to the car.
Yeah, like.
They were supposed to meet you when? Like,
at like 9. Like, man, we already out here. I'm like, I'm here, so. Fuck it, I'm gonna make the best of it. I'm in Hollywood, I got some drink, you know what I'm saying? Am I drinking my two-step? These bitches out here, I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? I've been in a situation before where it's just me, you know what I'm saying, at an event, a function, or some, you know, some kind of shit like that where I can work alone, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Yeah, so I'm out here, going around here, no bitches talking, walking through the crowd of drunks and shit, other drunk motherfuckers like me. We all, you know, this is a celebration. Everybody's in this there, so I don't know, I stopped outside of a bar. There's this weird guy named Cowboy. His name wasn't Cowboy Curtis, but I gave him the name Cowboy Curtis. He's a black nigga. He was dressed like, well, wasn't really even dressed like. He's had a cowboy hat and a gun. He's had a cowboy hat and a gun and shit. So he says, no, let me see. We start talking to some drunk shit and some other fool that was apparently on the molly outside of a bar. And he kept saying, yeah, I'm getting to that. And so he kept saying, like,
it's all kush. I guess that's an expression. And you're like, it's all kush. You know what I'm saying? It's all kush. Like, okay, whatever that means. Like, yeah, I guess it means like it's all good. And we kept saying that, like, when we traveled, I'm like, yeah, man, it's all kush. Like, yeah, for sure. Okay, I get it. I'm kind of getting what that means now. Like, it's all good. Whatever. And so, Cowboy Curtis, I'm Cowboy Curtis' gun. We're up there popping at the bitches. Like, you see a bad bitch, like, bang. Bang, popping the gun, scaring little bitches and shit with the little pistol and shit.
Oh, the cap gun?
Yeah. Bang, bang, you know what I'm saying, on the bitches and shit. And so Cowboy Curtis sees some of his peoples or whatever. I don't know, like, I don't even know Cowboy Curtis. You know what I'm saying? We out there, like I said, popping their bitches and shit. Not just popping them with the gun, but, like, pop, like, you know, trying to get on them through and shit. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And so when he sees his crew or some people he hasn't seen in a long time, and they, hey, okay, I'm just standing there kind of awkwardly now, like, these motherfuckers know each other. I don't know none of these motherfuckers. Like, I'm out again. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do my own thing and shit. And I forgot. I skipped this part. Or when I was on the Molly, that kept saying it was all kush. He was like, man, I was like, who got the Molly? He said he was on the Molly. I'm like, let me get one. Let me buy one. He was like, no, what? Don't even trip. I got one left. I'm going to the bathroom and take half of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he's like, I'm going to bring it back out. So I'm like, this nigga, I'm like, this nigga ain't coming back with this. He was going to probably go somewhere because I can't get in the bar. Or at least I didn't think so at the time, so I'm like, he better go in there, pop again, you know what I'm saying? He better be, you know what I'm saying, circulating, you know what I'm saying, even forgetting shit. So, shit, I think Cowboy Curtis and his crew, they all fall in. Like, let's go in there, yeah, I'm going to get some drinks. So I fall in behind them, like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you too, just come on. You know what I'm saying? So I use the ID, which is my uncle's ID. He's like 50, something, 60, which I didn't think would pass, but I saw the bouncer, he's just looking at shit like,
right,
so, so I was like, fuck it, I put the ID like that. He looked at it, you good, bam, I'm in there. And I got my drink, you know what I'm saying? I got a bottle of a Jim Beam on me and the rest of my Crown Royal and shit. The first, I'm like, I'm going to have to buy shit up in here. I was straightening. That's how I like to go to bars anyway.
Which all
shit. Yeah, so I'm like, man, I've been here, you know what I'm saying? Found me a little cup because I was dehydrated at this point. You know what I'm saying? Found me a little cup, drank some water or whatever to get my liquids and that's when I walked up the damn hill when I was sweating and shit.
Go up the hill, nigga.
We went up a little bit. That's when
nigga
I was sweating.
Nigga made it to the liquor store because he needed another bottle.
And then we went up a little bit. So anyway.
One block.
So then. So.
One block after your bottle, nigga.
So then. We get up in there. And then who do I see? Oh, boy, with the molly and shit. He come back like, here. I'm like, okay, I'm going to pop him over. He's like, wait. And he tell this nigga super old, like, look at it first. You never just take something somebody gives you, which is true, you know what I'm saying?
But at the same time,
it's like, how do you know?
You brought it back to me or whatever. It's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
hey, we
even
going on time. It's Halloween. Ain't nobody going to fuck with you. I don't think nobody's going to try to get you. Like he was going to date rape you.
It was like some high logic shit. He was like,
about the Pulp Fiction shit.
With the gift. We didn't see a gift, too. The prince was walking over the gift.
You didn't see a gift. Tall ass gear too.
So he was like, wait, let me take something somebody gives you. Look at it first. Okay, I look at it. This could still be anything, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look, me looking at it is not really confirming that, okay. Boy, your bitch is calling me, man. I told you, I'm not your personal.
I mean, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Ask for server.
With me out there.
All right, you need to give this broad your phone number, or I'm going to go. Stop calling my phone looking for you. I'm gonna shoot it to her. Stop calling my phone, man.
Audience at home.
Okay. I'm getting sidetracked for the Halloween stuff.
Look, now she sent me a text message.
But she's looking for him. Call me.
Put your shit. That's what it said.
Yeah, call me. Yeah, so all right. Well, I don't
call that bitch.
All right, this is a while back.
Get to the store.
We're
going to call that bitch.
Now, all right, I met this broad, like, I was with my dad. We were coming from buying some clothes or whatever. There's a party that day when I met.
No, we're not talking about her. Still finished.
Okay.
We're going to call her, and we're going to put her on speakerphone, too.
Okay, I was going to explain this. So, yeah, boy ain't going to like that. And put his broad on speakerphone.
He's
not here.
He ain't here.
Okay, you gonna talk to her? I don't want to talk to her.
Oh, okay.
I never want to talk to her. That's the reason why she's a bit full right now, because I never want to talk to her. I hit her a couple times, and I was done, and then like she want me to talk. She got mad, because I never answered her calls.
I never texted
her back, so she was like, told phone. What do you say, like?
I'm gonna tell I got your phone.
And she's like,
J-Rock left his phone.
All right, for sure. Yeah, for Halloween. Right here. And so she's like, okay, I'm getting three different. But
Oh, yeah, so we fall up in there. So I pop the molly, I'm sweating.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? I pop the molly, I'm sweating.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I'm up because it was already like, it was like a half a capsule, so it was like, it didn't take long to take effect.
Yeah.
It was like already, you know.
Oh,
yeah. So it was like, been like, you know, a few minutes later. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, like, this was so like Halloween is on now, so we in there raging. It's like louder. The whole bar's loud, but we louder than everybody. So I know section of shit, taking pictures. I'm taking pictures with other bitches and shit. Like, I'm over here and there. Motherfuckers, I don't take a picture with. That's when I took a picture with Wayne and Garth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They had a little bitch over there. Nigga just like poo and shit. Like, fucking poo getting the picture too with the bitch and shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I started to feel like they probably was like, this nigga's over here just to hit on more bitches and shit, which I was. That's what drew me over there, but I was trying to be cool with everybody too. So it's like a ritual thing. Like, yeah, people don't be liking that sometimes. So, and then raging loud and tell. So at a certain point, like, well, I guess we decided to bar hop. Like, yeah, about to go bar hop. We go to another bar, another one. So I step outside. And I'm walking in the middle of the street. I don't know. I must have been like yelling or saying, I don't know where. I guess I was crossing.
Yeah, the middle of the street.
In the middle, I was crossing.
Oh, okay.
I was crossing. I heard somebody, J-Rock. Hey, nigga. Hey. My brother's here. They finally talked to us. I'm like, you know, you would see somebody like out in public or somewhere. You already know. Like, you see him every day, but you see my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that. You go, hey, nigga, what's going on? It's going down now. You know what I'm saying? It's really kind of time to turn up. I got my crew down, but I made a crew, you know what I'm saying? But I got my real crew, you know what I'm saying? Which I'm my real crew, because the real crew would have been if this bitch would have came and you probably would have said, but you know, besides the point, you know what I'm saying? So
the turn up was real.
Yeah. So we started, you know what I'm saying? Turn up, but then my cousin and her crew, they want to go this way, Cowboy Curtis and them was going that way, but it's like, I'm telling them, I'm like, no, let's go with these. They got it popping and shit.
Yeah.
We got bitches and everything with the little girl. I'm like, no, we got to help. We boy hopping this. They're straight, we'll go with them, but they want to go this way. They just get here, they want to go the opposite direction. So, yeah.
Where do I go?
I'm not going to leave my cousin. I'm fucking start running with them. And that's when it wasn't like, it was still fun because I was like belligerent and like yelling at bitches and, you know, hitting on the ball. You know, the usual shit, but they wasn't turned to the level I was at. So it was like, you know, kind of hard pop.
You had to bring your shit down.
Hard pop, a little bit like that because they turned down and shit like, and we were with a rowdy ass crowd. Like I said, we was loud as fuck with Cowboy Curtis and them.
And they weren't there.
Was that way, we were this way, so. Never saw Cowboy Curtis then, but I was like, probably some ball
games. Getting turned the fuck up.
Yeah, everything.
All right, now look, we're going to take a sidetrack from Halloween real quick. We're going to call this bitch. I'm going to call this bitch. I'm going to have some fun real quick.
Oh, yeah. I see my cousin. All right, this is a funny situation. My cousin, she's a lesbian. She got homegirls.
Well, back to the lesbian.
Yeah, she got fixed. What's the point? She's got a homegirl, right? And this happened with one of her homegirls before. I'm talking to her, whatever, but her homegirl talks to one of the other homegirls, which is a butch.
Mm.
It's like a family of the butch. I'm talking to the family, but she's talking to this nigga's bitch is calling me again.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait.
Turn off, put on speaker. Hello?
Why can't I see her phone?
Who's this?
Hello, you fucking ass.
Wait, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This isn't J-Rock.
What?
This isn't J-Rock.
Who is it?
This Dagger.
Who?
Dagger.
Where's J-Rock?
Like I said, he left his phone with me last night. We hit Hollywood last night. He got too fucked up, and he dropped his phone in my car, so I haven't got back to him yet. And since you just kept calling and all, I just felt I picked up and let you know.
Well, I was just calling to get off of the phone.
For who?
For his phone.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Like I said, you know his phone be fucked up and shit. Why you say it like that?
I just said,
Nah.
It's not...
His phone is stupid. Yeah, we all know his phone is stupid. So, I mean, you can't get mad.
It's restricted.
Oh, restricted? Well, nobody got his number. I mean, that's the point. I mean, I guess that's how he just avoids problems.
Barry do. Barry got it.
Man, I'm on the phone. Shut up, man.
Man,
niggas be so disrespectful. Hello? She hung up? No, your phone died. Yeah, died on the bitch. Why bitches are white? Yeah, I hate when people do that. That's why I don't call other people looking for other people. I don't like, why are you calling you looking for... This is, first of all, she called cussing. Like,
like I'm supposed to. I'm legit at the answer your call, so you just off the phone.
You ain't even calling looking for me and want me to pick up the phone so you can ask me where the next man is. Like,
you're audacity. I'm going to have my number changed.
And then you got to lie for this nigga, because definitely, yes, this nigga does have a phone, and he does have a phone number to it. And everybody got that shit. But he don't want her to have it.
The next 2 days, she's going to have your number. Hey, man, why the fuck you don't get me?
Again, that's what I'm asking.
Well, she's not fucking with him.
Oh,
he went after the phone when he called. I was just flipped the bitch and she like, no, not him. She like, not fucking with him at all. He was out here fading one more and they said, this nigga burst out trying to get it. She was like, no. She like, when she said, that nigga's thirsty. She was like,
calling my fucking phone for the next nigga, especially if that's what it is. That sounds like that's beef. That's beef.
Oh. You know.
What's going on here? Hold on.
This nigga's a calling in. You know, though.
Oh,
nigga. He be talking about the rock in front of her.
What the fuck? He won't keep saying it.
This nigga married me. For the God and everything.
Oh, shit. Don't nobody listen to this show. Don't nobody listen to this show.
I have no idea what this guy is talking about.
No recollection of anything.
I mean, you stood up in front of your family and God and everybody, you know what I'm saying? It took me a while. I was your best man.
He's a liar.
He's lying.
I'm not saying nothing.
He's a liar.
Jagger's not it. Jagger's not it.
I wasn't the best man. I don't have the best man speech that I have framed.
You said he had it framed. Y'all niggas burnt out.
Nope.
Y'all niggas burnt out.
Not at one time.
Burn.
My butterfly affected.
But yeah, you need to check that because that shit is funny. You need to check that bitch. That's like how
it
goes.
It was a beautiful ceremony too, by the way.
What number she call you from?
The number that I'm about to text her right
now.
No,
your phone's dead, remember?
From her phone or the other number?
Star 6, I don't know.
Star 6.
She booked that shit too?
I know, I was just saying Star 6 because You want to
get a background story about the bitch real quick?
Yeah,
okay. Here we go.
Her name is Bop the Builder.
Hold on, here we go, hold on.
We call her Bop the Builder. She's like Bob the Builder, but she gets Bop. Good Bop. You know what I'm saying? Make her pop within, you know what I'm saying, like a couple of minutes when we first flipped her, because I banged her, but then, you know what I'm saying, then I've got phone to make sure that we flipped her, and, you know, Bop the Builder did what she does best, get Bop. Yeah, she bopped him up. And that's what he fell in love. You see?
Well, I can't finish it.
He can tell himself, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I can't hear him, but go ahead.
Yeah, they can hear him. Ken, you loud enough. It's on speaker. That's what it's for.
Okay, so
I'm coming back from buying some clothes for a party that we were throwing over. It was a nice party, too. I had a lot of fun that night. So anyway, and so I see these two bitches on the bus up right here off of Gage. And let me tell you my exact location. Yeah. And I said, Gage. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, you see the two bitches, like a little light-skinned bitch and a dark-skinned. They both looking ratchet. But I'm like, hanging out the window. I'm ratchet myself. So I'm like, hey. And
the haters are hating.
Yeah, that was four uncles and shit doing everything.
So anyway, so I'm like, hey, blah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So the one bitch... She like, you know, she with it, she put her hands up, it had to be the dark one too, so always the, you know what I'm saying, so she put her hands up like, what's up, so me being me, like I said, I always go for the easiest target,
So yes, I told my dad, like, hey, let's go get them bitches. They like, oh, you want one of them? Why not? You know, so let's go. So we were, yeah, me and my dad, we do stuff like that. Excellent role model. So anyway, we busted you tell we go, we pull up on them and shit him. So it's Bop the Builder's sister, Star, that's her name. Yeah, we put your name up. Her name is Star. He's a rat. They all, the whole family, it's like one of those kind of families where, like, all the girls, they just, like, super
oh, God,
slutty up. Super slutty.
We ain't talking about don't
see. Yeah, he ain't put you out there, yep. But I can talk about his wedding, but he can put you out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, talk about this wedding. I said I wouldn't hit him. I'm the chamber keeper. Don't have me. You be quiet. Don't have
me
start talking.
See me now. See me now.
All right, so. Yeah, so anyway, me and my dad, we...
I'd like to set the record straight. So these are all fabricated stories.
You want to say... You want to set the set record straight?
I would like to set the record straight that this whole show is some bullshit. These are all fabricated stories of what might have transpired, but never transpired actually. And if it did, you have no proof that it did. So. Exactly, because I didn't do none of that they talking about, because it wasn't me. Yeah, it never was me. It was
the
Men in Black.
Nope.
And
if I recall, you were one of the fools that was, we had a discussion a while back, and he was like, we were talking about getting bopped from bitches. He was like, as a mirror, you not really ever come from. No, I'm talking to him. I'm looking this way. Jizz from getting bopped. Yeah, you never really jizz from getting bopped.
I know. We had a discussion about that, and it was like certain times, you know, you gotta.
You gotta do that, but then also, or if she on a thing or something or whatever, and you know you're not getting no pussy. You gotta put your mind there, like, you know what, I gotta get my nut off of this real quick. And then also, grab her head, grab her neck, like you said, you gotta fuck them out. Like,
if you ain't
with
that, don't feel good, like,
you gotta get that tear to come out their eye, that little tear to come out, you know what I mean, like they're almost about to throw up, but they're not.
Yeah.
They gotta be with that, you know what I mean, if you're going there. Maybe.
Okay, so back to my point being is because he said that this was like.
Yeah. I need a dumb bitch. He think Bob is rock. That's what I'm talking about, rock. Yeah. I'm sitting right here, though. You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. See, you're a lesbian. You make no sense. So anyway, I'm just like saying that now. Shit don't make sense. So you're a lesbian. But anyway, fuck lesbians, by the way. Yeah, I said that. So what? I know.
What else?
Whatever. No, it look all right. But so what left? Oh yeah, Bop the Builder. The ballad of Bop the Builder. Yeah, so he pick up her sister and the ballad of Bop the Builder. So he pick up her sister and the other boy. And we give him a ride to Western. Like, can we have a ride down here? And they kind of got a. Or it's like kind of vibe already because they're sitting on the bus side. They're like, let's mess it with us and try to. Oh, no, some bullshit. So, like, whatever. Give a ride to Western. I'm like, can you take us down to 80 something in Western? And we're like, you know.
It
was the doctor last night. What gave him a ride. You know what I'm saying? Because he has a three, a ride for a ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I give you a ride for a ride. Trying to see, you know, what's going to crack. So anyway, then we drop him off and then, so I get the number or whatever. No, she didn't have a phone. Bitch have a phone, so she took my number. Like, yeah, well, then put on a little piece of paper, like a legal pad, you know, the yellow one, like, on that little bag and shit, and running down everything. So I'm like, okay. All right, I guess that'll work, you know what I mean? Take it down, whatever they get out, they go along their way. And so I'm thinking, like, the day after the party, no, 2 days after, I get a call, you know, a known number, you know, saying, who the fuck is this, or whatever it is, Star's sister. Not Star's sister, it's Star. The girl we picked up with the other girl, but she called her from her sister's phone, which is Bop the Builder. She's in Bop the Builder's phone, so she's like, yeah, she would have hooked up tonight with Blair. So I called my PIC, partner in crime, nigga phone, like, yeah, we might have a situation tonight, you know what I'm saying, because I got one, and she said she had enough.
Fabricated story.
Yeah. He was there. This happened. You better hope.
You don't have internet at home. This is man, we talking on the radio, man. You don't have internet. You have internet at home.
Hey, I didn't do it.
Okay, we're gonna call him Spicoli. So Spicoli, and I called Spicoli like, okay, what's up? It was saying I got something set up for tonight, about 9 or so. So he been calling me like, yes, saying what is up, because he had another situation. He was somewhere. Spicoli was somewhere. You remember? I think he was with the other one or something, like somewhere. Double Y. McCauley was with Double Y and already getting in there, you know what I'm saying?
Double Y.
Yeah, already getting in there.
Was with
Yeah, he was. And so he's like, was that still going down or what? But I had never received a call back from the Bronx. She was supposed to, I had a sister or whatever, sent a picture of the sister, but I never got that, which I'm guessing was supposed to be Boston Builder. So I called back to see if it's still cracking. And she's like, oh, well, this is her sister. She's not here. You know, she's wherever she at. You know, say go. So I'm like, okay, blam. So then I called back a few minutes after. I saw, you know, sipping a little bit. And I think, like, man, I want it to crack now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want it to crack. So, you know what I'm saying? Call this shit again. And so well, this is her sister again. She's still down. I'm like, I know who it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with you? You know what I'm saying? Her being as ratchet as she is. And this is, like, later on, Spicoli had gone home or whatever. Just me and, what would I call it? The Men in Black. And the Man in Black are out here, so I'm like, well, you know, it's me and my, you know, my relative, we chilling, blah, 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 you know, we slide through there, whatever. So she kind of thought about it, and she's like, yeah, she wasn't with the devil stuff, you know, she wasn't with the us going family style on it, because at first she said, like, she was there, but then she was like, no. So then, wait a few minutes, like, you know, the MIB, Man in Black, he fell out. So then I was sitting there, I was like, well, call her back, like, I'm going to just come, just me. It's like, yeah, okay, all right, you know, said, all systems go. I've been snatched the keys up to the truck. You know, saying, this truck don't belong to me, too, by the way. Snatched the keys up to the drunk drive over there. Shit. Got a bottle of Jameson left over from the little function and shit. I'm feeling nice, you know what I'm saying? You know, I miss him, but I'm kind of suspect because he 71st and Bryant, shit. We getting to her location up. 71st
and
Bryant. So it's like 71st
and Bryant for a good time.
Uh-huh. Her name is Lala. She goes by Lala. So anyway, a.k.a. Bob the Builder.
What's
that man? It's so
worldwide.
Off of Kershaw and Flores, but the man in the streets are 71st and
Bryant.
Right by the train track.
Wow.
I didn't change that. In the 60s. And that's why I was kind of skeptical, you know, I have a red hat on. I was like, you know what? I'm going to switch to the black hat, you know what I'm saying? I'm going up in, you know, I'm going over here, like, I ain't going to come in like that and shit, so I'm going there. So I go to the house or whatever, and it's, you know, you pull in the driveway, because she like pulling in the driveway. I back in, just so I got like an easy, you know what I'm saying? Easy out, just in case, cause I don't know this bitch, you know what I'm saying?
The
yeah, that's how I back in, so I can just, you know what I'm saying?
Just close that gate in the front of the car, like, ew.
No, I had to stick it out. I had to stick it out when you can't close again. Hell no. You had to give me like that.
I seen too many movies and shit.
Yeah, too many niggas that got smoked and shit. Hell no.
Setting you up.
Yeah, exactly. So she come out here getting the car. I was looking. I'm got my whiskey goggles on. So he's like, okay, yeah. I didn't know the bitch was that tall either. You know, the bitch tall as five. I know she's that tall. Like I said, I got my whiskey goggles. So I'm like, all right. She come out in some shorts that like pretty much like pennies. It's like some Youngs. If you guys don't know what Youngs are, too. Youngs are the yoga pants. Or the leggings, we call them Youngs, though. She had some Youngs, like, they look like the Youngs, but, like, she cut them off in the shorts. And so I'm like, this bitch, come on here, some panties and shit. So she in the car talking. I get her a little blunt to smoke, like, here, smoke this while I'm drinking my whiskey, finishing off my drink. So then, yeah, kind of smoke. So I'm like, yeah, smoke this or whatever while we're chilling this shit, I'm drinking and shit. Finish my bottle and then, so it's from there, like, yeah, let her sit on tattoo. You know, you got to come, you know, come with some bullshit. Like, yeah, she got to, and that's how I knew she was a rat, too. Not only just because of her sister, like, you know, she and her sister, and then how she was quick to chill with me. I mean, come through there, and I knew me, you know, talking to her sister. But she had the trademark, the rat paws, so, you know, the little tracks, they get the paws.
Now,
you know what I'm talking about?
Now, for the record, not every girl with the cat paws going up their thigh is ratchet.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Everyone?
Nah.
I'm coming across.
I don't think every single one with the paws on the thigh is a rat. I don't think everyone. I'm going on record saying that.
I don't know. Like I haven't met one yet.
I don't know.
Spicoli wasn't there this time. Spicoli, he comes in later on. I had to tag him in, but damn, not for Spicoli. make sure that they knew who was going to be.
No, I said not.
I said not Foe.
Yeah, not Foe, but.
Foe is over there. Foe in the house. We talking to Spicoli now.
Yeah,
okay. Spicoli and the Dagger bitches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And me, Barry. Barry McCockiner. You know what I'm saying? AKA Jay Rocks. I don't care if you know who I am.
Continue,
I do a lot of horrible things. I'm a disgusting person. AKA Jetstream Sam. All right. So back to the, oh yeah, so anyway, yeah, I see the little rat tracks of her leg. She's every girl that has those are rats too, by the way. So I said, so like, you got a nice tattoo, yeah. She knows a couple times, I started touching the thigh, and then I said, she had the youngest one that was cut off in the shorts. Like, Penny said, it's real loose right here, so I'm like that, and the monk is right there. Touch the monk, it's already wet and good to go. So, okay, she's with it. You know, once you get the physical confirmation, like, yeah, they let you, okay, she's good to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, let's get back here. Hop in the back seat, bam, ham, slam. You know, see, just a short night. And it's funny, too, like when I was done banging, I'm still in the back, like, chilling, you know, either after, you know, they smoke a little cigarette, and the sister come out to the car, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of over
the... Wait, you fucked in the back of the car in the driveway?
Yes. And so her sister come, like, kind of open the door, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, and the sister that you fucked before?
No, this is another sister. They got another one. The homie, the Gerda. We call him Gerda. The homie Gerda. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be talking to him. I mean, Gerda. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's somebody. You making it seem like. So anyway, I'm guessing he's supposed to be talking. Can I finish the story? Nigga's stupid. I want to finish my story, man, because you come in. I mean, Spicoli come in. This nigga Larry threw me off. So you weren't there. You came in later, Spicoli.
I never came.
Not that night. I'm talking about later on in the story. So anyway, yeah, so the sister come out like, are you done yet? You know, with the move? No, but I'm sitting there like with my shit, like still hanging out the boxes and everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Are you done yet? It's my turn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, not her turn on my way, which would have been cool, but like, because her turn made, because the sister pulled up her first with a nigga in the car. They was sitting there, and they seemed like the car.
Like, move your car out so she can
come. Yeah, yeah, but the nigga had left, so I guess she went out, so I guess it was like, are you done? So, because they got babies and shit, too.
Okay.
So it's like, your turn to watch the baby so I can get banged.
Yeah, okay.
By some random dude. Right.
Ratchet shit.
Yeah. Super ratchet, the whole audience. It'd be like that, too. They learn from the older sister and from the mom and I guess the grandma and on down. That's how I think there's some people, the neighbors. I know a certain group of neighbors like that, too. Won't say any names, but.
Now you don't want to say no names.
Yeah, because they're not going to give a, yes, I did my location and stuff. Like somebody might know this, like, yeah.
Ahead,
okay, yeah, so anyway. So the next time, the next encounter with Bop the Builder, and this is how she became Foes. And I dismissed her from my opera. That's the reason. I didn't really want to do it.
This nigga right here, man.
I did not mean to do it. That's
why you man.
I didn't mean to do it. That's what
she did. We need to go all the way. He needs clarification one more time.
I was talking, what the fuck he talking about?
I think
you need to stop putting my name in this shit, man. I would do nothing with that nigga, man. I'll be at home.
I was talking about Spicoli. I made a mistake. That was an honest mistake that time, though. And so, anyway, I called, Spicoli. I forget, how did it come up? How did we end up, I think we were sitting in the car, we were spending, so I was like, yeah, we try to find something to do, or somebody to do, like we always do, try to find some kind of ratchet in. We're in the no family style on it, And I called about the builder. I was like, yeah, I got this one I went bang, a couple of days ago, bam. So we hit her up or whatever and, like, put phone up to her. She's, liking me. I said, what phone's dishing up? I mean, what, it's Spicoli? He's like, it was Spicoli who's dishing up. I meant Spicoli. He's like, it was Spicoli who's dishing out, So. She's on it. He was like, yeah, I want to have some fun. Like, you want to have some fun? And so this, that kind of, little kid, she don't bitch. Yeah, play. They want to play around, beat around a bunch with them. She's like, yeah. He's like, because I'm about that.
That's what I'm saying, though. You come across, no matter who they are, bitch, you be like, if they want that, they be on it now, right?
Yeah.
Hold on,
so.
Let's do this.
Spicoli told her, because I'm about that bout.
Yeah.
So, we went to pick her up. She's like, yeah, I'm right here with the boot, blam, blam. You know, like Kershaw or something. Like, yeah, I got a skirt on for easy access.
Yeah.
So, because I didn't know if she was with me. I thought you weren't there. McCauley was there.
I heard the story before.
Yeah, so we go to school, bro, and shit, man. We come back. Let's chill for a little bit. Say, God, I said, hey, I'm drinking this shit. And I said, I told McCauley, I was like, man, you have to talk to her. I don't want to talk to her. I said, you're going to be doing all the talking. I'm just going to chill and drink my shit. So I think he told her I was drunk or something. He's like, yeah, that nigga wasted. So he was saying, he ain't not going to be doing too much talking. I spent it. So we said, chilling. So McCauley is chopping up with the bitch, whatever. Finished my drink, let her hit some weed or some shit. And then it was straight to the living room, like, bam, 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 slam.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, dude?
Nigga, I have some business real quick. But man, this nigga right here in the studs, man. I got a story about Bop the Building. You know, my first experience was Bop the Building. And at least as far as my understanding of Bop the Builder goes, from what I saw when I first met Bop the Builder, that Bop the Builder and was it Spinoli?
Spicoli.
Bop the Builder and Spicoli were like, Bop the Builder is like really like on Spicoli. From what I saw, Spicoli was, you know, like, you know, like, leave it alone or whatever, you know, like, try to, but she's on the, you know, like I said, like, I was talking about her, bitches be all you, like, all up under you type
stay,
shit, like,
stay spot
like, but how can you be
stay
a clinger?
Clinger,
but how can you be a clinger if you a ratchet, though, if you just do, if you flipping and doing all the, how does that work? I don't understand how does that work. How do you claim, like,
Let me get back to it.
Okay.
And this is the part I mentioned, too, she is a stage 5 clinger, because before me, it's almost,
Well, me and Spicoli had flipped her or whatever.
I got sick, I got like the flu or something, like, and so I was down like for a couple of days, like not doing nothing, just nigga in the bed, just, you know, fucked up, like no nothing, you know what I'm saying, like fever, everything, upset stomach. So this bitch would not stop calling me, just back to back, just not just like once or twice at all. I call her maybe an hour or two later, just like ring, like back to back, like what the fuck? I'm not answering for a reason, so I even sent her a text like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, doing that. I'm not picking up the phone. I'm just chilling. I'm trying to recuperate.
But she was the piping.
So don't be a clinger like that. So this bitch called even more. Sent a text message. Just called me with it. I'm like, really? Day 2. Same shit. Early in the morning shit, too. Like, my phone never rings in the morning. Really?
Early morning.
This bitch is blowing my phone up. Multiple calls. Not like once. Okay, man. Or twice. Just, like, multiple calls. Like, who does that?
She ain't got shit up to do either.
I said, she got other dates out there. I ain't the first dick she got. Clearly.
It must be the best.
Yeah. I don't know.
She called you?
Yeah, she probably called. I don't know.
Right.
So, yeah, so she blew me up. So that's when I felt like, okay, with phones around, like, yeah, it was a good thing. Like, we could kind of.
Hey, so you said, go ahead.
Spicoli was around. Like, yeah, it was a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, get her off of me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Get her on Spicoli. Which it kind of happened and shit. So now she's clinging on Spicoli in stage 5 and shit. And, you know, you see, she calling my damn phone, wondering where Spicoli is and where's Spicoli, where's Spicoli.
Spicoli
calls me. Yeah, because Spicoli called her restricted. She doesn't have Spicoli's number. But she will, if she continues to call Barry's phone, she will have Spicoli's number. Uh-huh. She's going to receive that call. She's going to be happy. Her face going to light up. You know what I'm saying? Like Christmas Day. She's like, yeah, I got him now. She's going to be blowing you up. Uh-huh. So, yeah. And that's the ballot of Bop the Builder. So now she, you know, she got pissed at me because I didn't answer her calls. Because one time, Miss Spicoli was trying to take her down, and she was like, no to me, and like, yeah, to Spicoli. Because, and she, and of course, she told Spicoli, what'd she say? That nigga never.
This nigga don't answer my phone calls, and he won't be in his foot.
Yeah, I don't ask her a call, but I wanted some pussy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
That's what I
want to
talk with.
Yeah, exactly. Especially to you. What do we have to talk about?
You fucking?
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Right,
man. That's all I talk about.
That's what's going
on. That's what
Whatever. That's all. That's all you and Spicoli talking about.
But that niggas is crazy.
So now she's on Spicoli and... You know what I'm saying?
Let me speak my piece. Again, I wasn't there. These are all fictional stories, you know, and fictional characters. You know, none of this is true. You know, this is just radio
that's
entertainment.
My life. All
His story is true, but those involved, like I said, there are people that may he gets names mixed up, but he's under the influence. The stories I know about Bob the Builder, at least from what I understand, like I said, that involves Spicoli, because Spicoli's like the main character right now. You know, like I kind of be like Spicoli when I grow up. You know what I mean? Spicoli got a popping. You know what I mean? I want to be like that man when I grow up. You know what I mean?
You would not grow up.
You know what? I'm trying to throw it up and see. I want to be like you.
But
anybody ask me.
I definitely wasn't there. I don't know nothing about it. I wasn't there. No, it wasn't me. But Spicoli, the man. We ain't talking about me. Like I said, Spicoli though. Like I said, I'm waiting for my tell-all book. When the tell-all book come out, then people hear my story, because I got the secrets. I know everything. Errol, you know what I mean? I know what's up. Niggas got chapters, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be okay. Yeah, whatever, nigga. But Spicoli, though, know, right? But when it comes to what Spicoli be doing, you know, especially, you know what I mean, it's just interesting, because it's like, because when it comes to Bob the Builder, and then I'm just talking about the ones that I come across, you know, Double Y, because Double Y was thrown in there a little bit earlier, you know what I mean? You know, it's just an interesting scenario, because no disrespect to anybody, but this is what my niggas be doing and what they be going through sometimes. Like I said, Joe ass too, nigga. Some of them niggas you be old sometimes, they're like, but you just don't care. Like, and my nigga, but over there, but Double Y, yeah, pay him like she wanted, though. I gotta give you that. You know what I mean? This is what I mean. When it comes to fat bitches, like I said, they gotta do extra shit. And she's paying.
Hey, me no never mind.
But at the same time, my nigga, like, you just don't feel just a little bit dirty.
A little bit.
Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, a little, like, I mean, be honest.
Sometimes I feel shameful. But whatever shit just transpired.
Because there's fat, and there's like she's on that fat where she's round, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Like Rufus from Street Fighter.
Like,
you know, Rufus from Street Fighter.
There's no definition to her body, nigga. She's just round. And you know what I mean by round? You know when you're round, and cook some food. You always have some food. Like, I know what fat bitches get down or whatever, but it's like,
I don't know what she got about her.
You don't need that from her, nigga. She ain't worth that. You can get a you. What is it? Spicoli can get a bomb. Can get a bomb bitch to give him some money. You know what I mean? Because you know.
Probably not that.
I've taken down a fat bitch before. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm above taking it down. Yeah, plenty.
But I've taken down maybe one or two for the same exact reasons, nigga, do whatever. But, you know, but again, I kind of felt ashamed. I felt ashamed of myself. Like, so that shit didn't last long. So I'm like,
that's
because that shit was nasty to me. I don't know, but how? How do you do? That's what I said. How do you do that? And then how does a person hit that? If
you find something on the bed, like, okay.
Like, no, there's nothing on the fabric. There's nothing on the fabric. There's nothing.
Rock.
No. Every fabric's got big titties.
No, not every
fabric. Yeah, they do. They sag. They be sagging. But they be, nah. Because you got too much gut, you can't tell. If you took away the body, then the titties would be out there, you know what I mean?
Well, we're talking about
the titties. Nah, nigga.
Like,
no. But was she fat? Because fat bitches got... It was a fat titty. That was it was. Could you put your face in it, you could damn near drown, she could knock you out with that titty, No. And then how do you fuck a fat bitch? Like, if she lays back and she's on her back and everything, like, whatever, that shit is nasty. Like,
what you do is, you just put your pants down and put your head up and just stand there. And then she gonna get it hard. It's not hard off top. It'll never be hard off top.
No, never.
You got to work at it. You got to work at it. You know what I'm saying? Let her work. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? And then after about 2 minutes of bobbing on the knob, you know what I'm saying, it comes around. But then by that time, you can picture her as Halle Berry. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be good to go.
Yeah, I'm straight. I don't mean good to go.
I can't do it.
Run it.
In my Kevin Hart voice. No.
Now you done picture that whoever, you know, you done got, you should have got the dick hard or whatever, but then it's like from there, what? That she just, that's what I'm saying, she laid back in the rolls, roll up, just a straight bend over, just doggy style all day, every day. That's
all day.
Is that the only way I can put it? No. Because that was the only way.
When you get on top of her, they kind of big and you feel like elevated.
Yeah, that was
it. So, you know, when you were the regular size of you, man, like, when you're the big bitch, you feel like,
I had this bitch arms like this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was leaning up on that bitch.
It's like, another thing, too, the pussy, like, because you elevated a different, like, you know, you're not, like, on a regular bitch. You mistake, like, where's the pussy? Like,
yeah, that's the one thing I did, always find myself doing that.
Put it in, like,
when
like,
I did fuck a fat bitch.
Like,
when I was fucking with a fat bitch, the only way you can do it is I was able to get through it, again, was doggy style or whatever. That's the only way I can ever, because, I mean, you can't let her, you can't, she can't ride you.
I mean,
she can't ride you, can she?
If you spread that ass out, and she's like a big-ass booty. If you like booty, if you just get a big-ass booty, it's like,
But you ever be behind the fat bitch? But wait. But you get there, right? You behind the fat bitch? But then you look past the ass, and you see the. But no, sometimes, like I said, you don't never see the rolls on the side from the back. You don't never see the rolls from there on the side or whatever.
If I do, you're
thinking that like booty. It's a big ass booty.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, everybody knows Dak is an ass man, but at the same time, it takes that. It's just too much. Like it's a fat ass. Like it's too.
Give me the light, man.
It's a fat ass. It's not worth all that. They're a cool ass girl. With fat asses too that you don't need on it. It's too much poundage. It's too much work. It's too much. It is not worth it. In my opinion,
I think it's not worth it. Like if I had a choice to make, and if it was like a bitch with like high self esteem and morals, and a bitch with low self esteem and no morals, I would choose the bitch with low self esteem and no morals.
But look at the bitch that has low self esteem and no morals. Like
I just want to fuck her. I don't want to like take her home and meet my mom or anything. I don't care.
But,
I just want to get something strange.
But that's what I'm saying. So all pussies just whatever pussy, right?
You see how we have all these wonderful stories to tell.
all these wonderful stuff. We sit back and laugh and shit.
But just straight swizzy, just take down whatever, right?
You have a hell of a story. Like, just the time you just, like, a fat bitch look at you and shit, fuck, go home and fuck that fat bitch. Go fuck that fat bitch. And then you're going to come back
No more fat bitches.
That bitch put my dick and my balls in her mouth at the same time. Because
she can fit her, she can fit everything in her mouth. Nigga, no.
Oh, like when my balls go, my balls too.
Not doing it.
Like,
no more fat bitches. I'm not doing no more fat bitches. Y'all can take that off. Y'all can take that all the fat bitches y'all want to. You know what I mean? Y'all can take that. There's a very thin line between thick and fat. And y'all know because y'all done said it. Any female y'all done seen, you know what I mean, is thick. Any female y'all done seen is thick. Now, nowhere near fat. So, I don't fuck with fat. Like I said,
I like them all shapes and sizes. You know what I'm saying?
But nigga, not.
Big ones, tall ones, skinny ones. Well, to me, a bitch gotta have something. Human style, she gotta have something that's like, okay.
That bitch better have some nice ankles or something.
Yeah,
what the fuck are ankles?
You know what I'm saying? He's like, ankles?
Ankles?
He's not really big, but he's making
why y'all, but y'all, like, but no. Why search for something on the fat bitch just to get around the fat bitch?
It's period. It's period.
Yeah.
A bitch, she could be, nigga, have a body and look like a straight apple, nigga.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't
okay.
Like what
well, okay, well, let's do this then.
What is
let's
it?
Do this.
Man,
but they both,
man.
but they both, what the?
Man face.
Yeah.
Yeah, man face.
Bodied out.
But she bodied out. Body of a goddess face in hell. Now, but let me ask you this. Wait, see, you're taking it too far, because that was extra. What I'm saying is, no more, but you would fuck Wanda if Wanda was real, old school and living color reference. But what I'm saying, but you said, all right, now, ladies, girls, with no morals, like I said, low self-esteem, low morals. But you got the fat bitch. And you got the girl with the bomb body but ugly face.
Like
both low self esteem, both low morals, both of them willing to give you money.
Look.
Which one are you gonna take?
The bomb body.
Both.
You
and them on different days. Like I got one bitch for Mondays and I got one bitch for Wednesdays and I got a bitch on I don't got no bitch on Friday. That's why I'm chilling with you, motherfucker. I'm gonna go home in a little while.
I just realized it is Friday.
Oh, shit, I still got some drink in the car. I don't know. No, what do I got? I still got that shit left over from last night.
Hey, did
I still got the Pepsi bottle.
Your bottle? Oh, yeah, I got it. Be happy.
But we got sidetracked on a lot of shit tonight. Like I said, this is supposed to be Friday. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, and you know I'm going to promote this shit tomorrow because this is actually a good show. This is a Bob show. More people listen to Fuck You Fridays than I thought. You know I did a show on a Fuck You Friday for like 45 minutes. Had like over like 200 downloads for like 45 fucking minutes of just me. I don't know what the fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like, but this shit right here, man. Like,
all this shit was fabricated.
Yeah.
We just made it up for this show here.
You're right.
But at the same time, it's like.
But just Spicoli.
At least as far as I go, like I said, there's certain people. I don't know. Like, I don't give a fuck either. You know, technically, everybody that fucks with me knows technically what's up. So it's like, and I'll be on that shit where it's like, don't listen to this show.
You was with the one with the fat ass.
Yeah. Like, hey, nigga, you supposed to lie right now. You know what I mean? Right now. Like, this nigga would not be.
Don't
this
lie.
Nigga be the one that was snitch right here, though. Like, yeah, I mean, you was with the one with the fat. That was you. That was
I
you.
I know the code.
It's still a fucking up.
No, nigga, before that. I learned the code before that, before it even shared. That's why that was funny to me, because we got the code. That's why it's after the radio silence.
But this shit right here.
It's the radio silence, man.
But at the same time. Like I tell people all the time, y'all, bang out radio, reality radio, man. You never know what the fuck you're going to hear out here, man. You never know. This is unscripted. This is as real as it's going to get. But we're going to do it like this. Believe what you want to, don't believe what you want to. That's on y'all. You know what I mean? Like,
believe nothing you hear. It's all a media hoax.
But I keep telling you, nigga, we do get famous and stuff like that, nigga. We can't be on TMZ. You can't be being a teen on TMZ with these people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't do it. You ain't catching. That's another thing. I'm trying to step my game up. You know, I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to let go of a lot of bullshit. You know, worthless bitches that ain't about no shit. You know, rats. You know, shit like that. I'm not saying. I'm trying to.
I'm trying to step my game up on my on a different level. So, you know, I'm trying to step my weed game up and shit. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be like, y'all, I'm trying to get my clothes together and shit. You know, I'm trying to do some shit.
I'm trying to find all the kids.
But then when I see y'all out here talking about, like, we can just take down random fat bitches, like, whatever, and everything like that, it's like, man, nah, we ain't, nah. No, we don't. We better than that.
We free. Nah.
We
free.
Nigga, I'm free. Nigga, you free.
That's right.
I ain't gonna speak for other people. You know what I mean? So that's why I understand what you be talking about, because I be wanting to do the same thing. I just be wanting to talk about the same thing.
Babalu.
But I be wanting to be on something like, you know, fuck what anybody else got to say, nigga, let's have a real conversation with whatever. But, you know, again, you never know who's listening or who may download or who may get in trouble or shit like that.
I don't appreciate you.
Like,
you
I don't know. Nigga, this is radio. Who people know who I'm pointing at? Like, this nigga didn't have to say nothing. Like,
I put it out there.
No, nah, people got phones and shit. Cause you know.
Doing back on radio
with? Nah, she know I got a radio. So I done myself in this nigga house before, nigga. She know what? You know.
She started
no, she ain't gonna call in. She ain't gonna call in. Nah, he's not
good.
Nah. I'm saying she ain't gonna call it for the show. Why niggas always try to twist around my
Listen, when you be on the streets running around doing what you do, she at home drawing a nice little bubble bath from her bang out radio like the dad is on. The dad is on the radio.
That's not funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny at all. I agree. And he said it. I didn't say it. He's thinking about your girl in the bathtub and shit. This nigga thinking about that shit in the bathtub. Is this you?
I love you.
This nigga. Nigga, what the fuck?
The clothes
on. Yeah, the tub with the clothes on. What the fuck? Nigga right here, man. But yeah, nigga, we better than that. Well, I'm not fucking fat bitches no more. I mean, y'all, or, you know, whoever I'm talking to.
Look, lady, if you got enough money, I will give you a dick.
I am not. I don't discriminate on fat bitches. If you a midget and you need some dick and you got some money.
If you a midget.
I got you. No worries. You know what I'm saying? And it's good dick, too. And on, like, Thursdays, I'll be having dick on discount. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know, I'll let me.
Oh, man.
You could just get me through the Dagger email and shit.
No, see how this is how niggas go down. Niggas always throw me in their shit.
What is it?
That's why I'm a chamber secret. That's why I'm a chamber secret.
What's my name?
You know how much I get blamed for shit?
Spicoli. Just, hey,
you know how much I get just tax, hashtag Spicoli.
Hashtag Spicoli in Dagger email if you look at that shit. I only get dick on this count on Thursdays.
You nigga, why this nigga still talking about hair?
Because he want me to beat his ass.
That's what I'm saying. If I was you, I wouldn't let that ride. That's me. I mean, there's jokes, there's this and that or whatever, but you know, that shit ain't funny. That shit ain't funny. I wouldn't take that. And you know he's sober. He already said he was sober, so he ain't got no excuse.
And I'm just
feeling
a little buzzer from
last night. Aw, nigga, nah, that's not what I heard.
Last night.
But, man, with that... But,
we just always have, you know, time, that's all.
No, but I'm saying, especially, like I said, niggas don't give a fuck, man. Like I said, this nigga right here is just a prostitute. Like I said, the shit...
Yeah,
and I know it's like...
Prostitute? Hey, just because I perform sexual favors for money, it does not mean I'm a prostitute.
That's exactly what that means. That's
the definition. I'm a prostitute. But I used to go by that. That's what I say, though. But it's funny. Here's the weirdest thing, though. Oh, we got 90 seconds? Okay, hold on. We're going to run over a little bit. Show's almost over. But this is the last thing I'm going to say on this. This is funny, because look at this, right? When niggas was really on, awesome, like I said, y'all niggas, we got stories. When it comes to business flipping, before niggas got serious with people and everything like that, niggas got history right here. Whether we was on our own, y'all niggas got stories together. I know you got them, this nigga can block shit like that or whatever, you know what I mean? I got my own shit that I done had some crazy, you know what I mean? But during those times, like, I got all my relationships, you know, all the times I was doing all that shit back then or whatever when niggas was on, you know what I mean? And now that the niggas on some, like, you know, I can technically... Still, you can, you know what I mean? Do what you want or shit or whatever. Oh. Niggas trying to, it's just like, niggas is different. But I was on my, I don't give a fuck about, you know, let's dig it down or whatever, and everything like that. Like, the niggas was on, nigga, y'all, I'm going to say niggas need to stop fucking fat bitches. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to end it on that.
Oh, right? Never. Yeah, so, never.
Again, fuck you Fridays. Y'all been tuned in live. Like I said, this shit is crazy.
If you got the bread, I got the leg. And I look for me on Instagram. That's
leaving. Wait, hold on. Can I do my clothes in the right way and not let niggas do that? Nigga, shut the fuck up.
Man,
jumping this shit, nigga. Like I said, as
jumping
I was
the gun,
like, you know what I'm saying right here, nigga. Like, I know. I hang with my nigga Fresh with it, man. Nick Gray right here. You know what I mean? Hang with my nigga J Rock. So we're gonna do it like this. I'm gonna let these niggas say their goodbyes. Now, Tennis. Again, take the stories or whatever as you can. But these is the niggas I was hanging with tonight. It is Witty Gang all day, every day. So, like I said, take the shot if you want to.
Witty, fresh
so,
that nigga drunk with it.
So, we're going to let my nigga Paul give his shout-outs and everything real quick. And anybody want to give shout-outs to you want to give out on Facebook or anything you want niggas to find you on?
Hey, look, if you look for me, I'm somewhere where, so just hit O. You know what I'm saying? You can't hit my phone because my bitch be with me sometimes, so I can't be fucking around like that. So, you know what I'm saying, just hit oh, and oh going to tell me. And then, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be like, yeah, for sure, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, bitch. And I am Fresh the Best with it, 4DB with it, and this nigga drunk with it, a.k.a. J-Rock, a.k.a. bury my cock in there. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. These nuts.
That's right, y'all. Okay, my nigga J-Rock with it real quick. Any shots you want to give? You want people to find you or whatever, man? Let them know they can find you or everything.
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram. That's Leave underscore, no underscore, Trace underscore, 64, you know what I'm saying? Facebook, Victor Crisis, search for that. We only black fool with that name. Yeah, that phone dials again, shout out ever. Don't mention me in your shout out ever again. And hi, Mom.
Niggas, it's burnt that time. Of course, I know who I am, man. The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, aka 4DB with it. This has been, and it's been a while. This is why I like doing Fuck You Fridays with people, because, again, you never know what happens. Usually I'm by myself on Fuck You Fridays, so I got to come up with shit to talk about on my own or my own fucked up shit or whatever. Like I said, it's cool. Like I said, niggas survive Halloween. It's sad, because, like I said, it was cracking tonight, and then you go out the next day, and everything's just back to normal. Like, it's just like, it's gone. It's gone, like the Mexican church going on across the street. We just back.
No. Oh,
man.
Yeah. I am not about
that.
I am not about
you that. You can't say bomb on the radio. Nigga, what the fuck?
And I do not approve.
Let me finish this. Let me finish before they get us kicked out, man. But look. All right, y'all. Fuck you Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. All right. Slash Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9. The Triple M Show every Monday, More Music Monday, All Music No Talk, West Coast Wednesday, Top Nights, Dagger, my co-host Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics.
Queen V sexy too. Fat ass, huh? Yeah, bro. Hey.
Y'all need don't talk about my co-host.
I'm
yes, you do.
I'm a compliment.
That was a compliment.
I
see this. You do that. Yeah, all right.
She's sexy. Man, I'm just saying.
And then right back in every year.
I'm about to play in that ruffish room.
And then right back here, Fuck You Fridays every Friday. Like I said, from 6 to 8 again. I gotta show finish my song. Y'all fuck with me. Now y'all want to fuck with me all the time. It's okay. It's cool. I can handle distractions. But... Again, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You never know who's listening, so I end up telling what kind of feedback is going to come back from this shit right here. Because I am still going to post this shit on Facebook tomorrow and everything. So we're going to see what's going to happen. and we just may have you. But it's y'all fault. Like I said, I'm going to post on Facebook. I still got to send out the emails. Because, again, I haven't done a real full Fuck You Fridays in a long time, so... If we're gonna go all the way, we're gonna have to get just letting people have it. Because again, I didn't really promote for this show. I didn't send out no text. I didn't send out no emails. I didn't do nothing on Facebook. I didn't do shit for this show, and this shit was like crazy. Like, so I could just leave it a secret and just see who finds it. And just see who finds it. We'll see, but I don't know. But again, Fuck You Friday. I'm the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fuck me, fuck you too. Talk about the show, spread word about the show.
Don't say nothing.
spread word about the show, talk about the show, y'all. Enjoy y'all Friday, y'all. We out of here, man. We out.
Where the Reese's at?